On Thursday night, we once again saw the damage that can be done by the failure to complete the breakwater project, because there was an easterly wind, and as a result of that, pontoons, which had been installed with funding from Donegal County Council, broke loose and were lost. And also, there was a sailing boat sunk as a result of the bad winds which hit the pier without the protection which should have been there had the breakwater actually been completed. Back in 2010, the actual breakwater, which was at that stage half completed, was shut down. There was commitments then by Fine Gael in advance of the 2011 general election that they would see the project completed. But 9 years later, we're still in a situation where there's a half-finished breakwater in place and it's not providing the protection that is very much needed currently for Greencastle Harbour and also for its future development. So we need to see immediately now the government actually come forward with the funding to complete that project to ensure the harbour is made safe and also to ensure that it can develop into the future.
2 weeks ago, we actually spoke to Minister Joe McHugh about this because he was welcoming funding for Killybegs. The point he made about Greencastle on that occasion was that because it comes under a different heading to Killybegs, it doesn't come under the Department of Agriculture and the Marine, and therefore, as he said, alternative funding sources have to be found. Now, he did say he was confident that we would have some positive developments in the near future. From your point of view, it can't come fast enough.
It doesn't come under the Department of Agriculture heading at the moment, because that's a choice that the Fine Gael government has made. Whenever €8 million was spent on the actual breakwater project to take it to the 50% completion rate that it's currently at, and that was done under a Fianna Fáil government, that money actually came from the Department of Agriculture and Marine. But Fine Gael have refused to follow through with that funding. And as I say, we're now 9 years waiting on it to be re-established. It's long past time since the actual project was completed. It's half finished. €8 million has been spent on it already. But as of Thursday night last, we see once again the impact and damage that can be done by the failure to complete that breakwater, and it once again highlights the absolute necessity of ensuring that the funding is forthcoming and that the breakwater project is completed as soon as possible.